The New York City Marathon. The New York City Marathon course meanders through all five New York boroughs. Starting in Staten Island, the course then winds through Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx, crossing over five bridges, finally ending in Manhattan's Central Park. The course unites the diverse neighborhoods of New York and challenges thousands of runners who come from around the world each year to race in New York City's streets. Hundreds of spectators gather alongside the course to hand racers cups of water and cheer their favorites on to the finish line. Map key. Red, women's start. Black, men's start. Always looking for a new challenge, Marla broke the indoor 5,000-meter record and then began training for the 2002 New York Marathon. She ran in New York and then in the Boston Marathon the following year, and she finished among the top five females in both races. Despite the challenges of running a long, unfamiliar, unpredictable course, Marla kept right on running. With a guide to point out obstacles like potholes and curbs, Marla saw no barriers, only a race to be won. Conclusion. Marla's awesome accomplishments are well-deserved, not just because she is legally blind, but because she works hard and perseveres. Marla admits that when she was injured and desperate, "I was very close to saying, 'Why am I doing this?' But in the end, it was all worth it." Marla still has trouble with everyday tasks, like picking broccoli from the salad bar because it looks just like spinach. But when she sees a runner in her side view take the lead, the race is on. She can't see the clock or the finish line, but she can get there fast. Marla is written into the history books as the first legally blind Olympic athlete. She would rather just be known as a fast runner who is versatile, hardworking, and happy. Her history is far from over, for she'll continue to meet challenges and learn from her mistakes. For her, there is no finish line. Caption. Marla says there is no finish line. Just keep accepting challenges and move ahead.